In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, everybody, Patriots and Snowflakes. Tig, how's it going?
It's going and rolling. Rolling.
Yeah, all right. So tonight's show, we got a little bit of CFR. For those of you who don't know what the hell that means, that's Council of Foreign Relations, right? Or fucking retards? Or
Council of... fucking rejects.
Rejects. There we go.
Yeah.
Before we get into that and all of our other fun stuff, what are you smoking, Tig?
Drew Estates Isla del Sol Maduro. It's a Toro. About 52 rings, 6-inch. Great tasting cigar. This is one of my go-tos. This is, you know, besides what you're smoking, yeah, another one of my favorites.
Yeah, tonight I have a Deadwood leather rose. She's a beauty, man. It's only 5 inches of Fury, but man, it's
it'll get you there.
It'll
get her there.
It'll get someone there, not me, but it's a good smoke. It's a 5x54 ring gauge and smells so damn good.
Deadwood tobacco, wonderful smokes.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah, Drew Estate. We both got Drew Estate tonight, folks, and we did not know we were both going to smoke Drew Estate until we were actually talking right before we got on the air.
Right. Yeah, it was just Drew Estate marks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dipped it in my bourbon, and it's it's quite tasty.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Tasty.
Well, I dipped mine in Johnny Walker. So.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, Council of Foreign Relations or rejects. What you got?
These globalist piles of shit.
Just another fucking NGO is all it is.
Here's what an international one at that. Here's what made me decide to want to talk about the Council of Foreign Relations. We actually could have talked about it back when I talked about the UN and them, you know, being along with the WEF and the WHO, because right, they're all the same international crackheads that want to take away our sovereignty, especially American sovereignty. But these two, I could call them so many things right now. These two Joe Blows, Jacob Ware and Bruce Hoffman, these two wrote a book. And the book is actually called God, Guns, and Sedition, Far Right Terrorism in America. They're calling, basically saying that MAGA, the far right conservatives and that, the gun owners and the ones that are Christians, read their Bible and that, they're calling us the terrorists when they are the terrorists. Okay. Now, these two just happen to be CFR affiliates, Council of Foreign Relations. And Bruce, the one writer, Bruce Hoffman, he's a senior fellow for counterterrorism and homeland security at CFR. That buddy should not even be anything to do with terrorism, counterterrorism, because his affiliates in the far left are the terrorists. So that's calling the kettle black right there, okay? And then he's also a professor at Georgetown. Imagine that. And then his buddy, Jacob Ware, who's the co-writer of this, just happens to be a research fellow and CFR member and adjunct professor at both Georgetown and DeSales University. See, that you wonder why our college kids are getting fucked in the brain, folks.
Right.
So let's move on. I'm going to read from a book because it's better to just explain the Council of Foreign Relations. They're your typical group like the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, all that. They're an international entity that's New World Order all over the place. You see, their main goal is basically to take every democratic country in the world, and especially the United States, and basically take away their sovereignty. And, you know, they want to destroy our constitution so that they can create a one world government and put us all under international law, you know, so that we're basically global slaves. Okay. They've been working at this for a long, long time. You know, it's easier for them now because they got more technology, but you know, there's been some pushback over the years. So let me just read a little something here. First of all, the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, or Council of Fucking Rejects.
Right.
It is an independent, this is how they describe themselves, by the way, an independent, nonpartisan membership organization, think tank, and publisher. Yeah, they paint a little fancy little picture for themselves, but it's all bullshit. Okay, the CFR, however, is composed of far more than that. Founded as early as 1921, the group has close to 5,000 members, many of whom are prominent politicians, federal judges, members of the intelligence community, and particularly the CIA. And high-ranking officials from NATO, as well as there's a list of presidents attached to the CFR in the past that's included H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, to name a few. And there's an archive website note that says if one group is effectively in control of national governments and multinational corporations, promotes world government through control of media, foundation grants and education, and controls, nice word there, control, controls and guides the issues of the day, then they control most options available. The Council on Foreign Relations and the financial powers behind it have done all these things and promoted the New World Order as they have for over 70 years. Things they promote, they're a promotional arm of the ruling elite in the United States, especially. So they have, you know, they're the ones like kind of tugging at the strings of certain politicians as well, or certain presidents as well. You know, and they use their influence to infiltrate the New World Order into American life. Another thing I want to read here, CFR member, Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy, Admiral Chester Ward wrote this, the main purpose of the CFR is promoting the disarmament, think about that, disarmament of U.S. sovereignty and national dependence and submergence into an all-powerful one-world government. Think about that. The CFR is a nasty, nasty, anti-constitutional, anti-American organization that has a lot of clout in the world, and they're really tugging at the strings of many politicians. And not only are there members that are politicians, but there's billionaires that are members, celebrity shitbags that are members of this, of the Council of Foreign Relations. Also, today, the CFR remains active and working towards its final goal of government over all the world, a government which the insiders and their allies will control. The goal of the CFR is simply to abolish the United States with its constitutional guarantees of liberty. And they don't even try to hide it anymore. Now, I've got this, my source of this, what I just read, comes from a book called The New World Order Book. It's a nice, thick book on just about every topic. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Lots of facts in this book.
A lot of shit's playing out right now.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff in this book is playing out. So now I'm gonna read some prominent other members of the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, aka Council of Fucking Rejects. Okay. Members you might recognize. Michael Bloomberg, you know, that billionaire tycoon. He ran for president. He's a total douchebag. How about Chelsea Clinton? Bill Clinton, of course. How about actor George Clooney? That radical leftist nut job. How about journalist Katie Couric? I can say a few things about that gash too, but you know. Mm-hmm. How about this is another last name that might sound familiar. Both Andre and Michael Oppenheimer basically come from Nazi descendants. Right. David Rockefeller and seven other of his family members, the whole Rockefeller list. Remember Speaker of the House, GOP, rhino, douchebag, traitor, Paul Ryan. He's another one.
Go figure there.
MSNBC Morning Joe's host, Joe Scarborough, who makes his living these days lying about Trump and lying about other conservatives left and right, and having an utter meltdown on his show. He's nothing but a piece of shit. And Joe Scarborough, if you ever get a hint of our show, you know, I challenged Eric Swalwell to a no holds barred fight. That challenge is for you too, because I want a piece of you. I want to just kick the living daylights out of you, because you're nothing but a piece of trash. A lying piece of trash.
There it is. Right. Got another one.
Yeah. And so I left the best two for last, two names that you'll all love.
Say it, Tig.
Well, actually, three names. First, George Stephanopoulos. You know, he was Clinton's advisor and all that. He's a douchebag on MSNBC, I believe, too. And he's just a horrible, horrible human being. And then, okay, father and son, George and Jonathan Soros. Our members of the CFR. That's them. And one more. Quack Fauci is on the CFR, folks.
Wow.
That should tell you everything between the Soroses and Quack Fauci being on CFR. You wonder why COVID was about basically control. Out of fear and shutting us down. It was part of their little, agenda. You know, their agenda. And it was a nice little, you know, just kind of a test to see how things could go, where they could take it to the next level, if you will. So, you know, screw them motherfuckers. So when you hear about the Council of Foreign Relations, the Council of fucking Rejects,
I was kind of thinking
push back on it.
Yeah. Hey, I was kind of thinking about this a little bit. You know, Trump gets in there in office. What he ought to do right away is put a thing out there saying if anybody fucking unleashes a virus on the world like they did before, that will be grounds for war. We will fucking destroy the fucking lab it came from. And anybody in its way, we will fucking destroy you.
We'll have to investigate first.
Right fucking the first thing he does when he steps in foot into the office, he ought to put that out there and say, I will fucking destroy you. I will make you into nothing. I will vaporize your fucking ass.
First thing I would do is close that fucking border right now. Build up Fund Ice and kick every son of a bitch out of this country that doesn't belong here.
Both north and south, man. The fucking Canadian border needs to be closed the fuck down too. Fuck those fuckers.
But folks, between the United Nations, we got to get out of there. We got to get out of NATO. They're corrupt too. We've got to push back on the CFR. We got to push back on the WEF, the World Economic Forum. We got to push back on the World Health Organization because they don't have, you know, these foreign entities, they have no business sticking their nose in our business. And there's no reason for any president or any politician to sign any treaties with these foreign entities that has nothing to do with our own country, our culture, our laws, our constitution. And it's basically, to me, I think it's just treason when you try to sign a treaty that's going to take away our sovereignty. And plus, if you do, any politician that does do that, it's null and void, because any treaty that is signed, an international treaty that is signed that will basically upend our constitutional rights, that's null and void, because anything unconstitutional is not going to be, you know, lost. Well, it's not
that cocksucker Joe
without
Biden,
our consent.
He did that right when he came into office. He tried signing a treaty to relinquish our sovereignty with the CDC maybe
WHO. And it wouldn't have worked, because first of all, he can't do that. It's unconstitutional. You can't hand over U.S. sovereignty to a foreign entity. It's unconstitutional, and you're doing it without the consent of the people.
Right.
That's treason.
But you know, Joe Biden did that. He did.
Yeah, but it's not enforced. If they try to enforce it, people take up arms and push back. Right. We have the right to defend our constitution and our constitutional rights. Just like states have the right to defend themselves against invaders, foreign invaders, no matter what the federal government says. It's called nullification of the states.
Well, there's been a lot of chatter lately about, you know, since the military has been, you know, kind of dwindling down, they're talking about putting the fuckers in our military and giving them guns. And also they're trying to pass a bill to allow the illegal aliens to have handguns.
And that's unconstitutional, and it's also treasonous as well. And so, you know, if I was in the military today, I'd be like, I don't want to see one fucking illegal foreign fucker in our military. I'll just jack them fucking up, man. There's no fucking way. It's unconstitutional. Right. It's bullshit.
Right.
All right. Fuck them. I'd give them a fucking hazing like they'd never fucking believe, man.
Right.
All right. Hey, that's the thing. I'd like to come up with a shirt that says, make the military great again. Bring back hazing.
Yeah.
Bring back the blanket party.
Yes, sir. All right. So moving along now, you want to get into a little bit of or you still got a little more to go on the CFR, or are you kind of?
No, I've covered that enough.
Okay.
I think everybody gets a point.
Yeah, yeah. So Texas Supreme Court decided that it was okay for them to have the illegal alien bill. Then it was struck down by an appellate court, saying that they need to you know, kind of go over some of the little details of this bill.
Court doesn't have the authority.
No. And you know, we're kind of talking about this a little earlier. Fucking what's his name, Abbott? He should be like telling the appellate court to go fuck themselves.
I heard he in so many words did.
Yeah,
I heard he said we're going to defend our state against these foreigners, these illegal aliens coming in here.
Invaders.
We're not gonna allow them in. Yeah, the funny thing is too is I think. Who was it that said, well, we're going to send them back. Anybody that comes over from Mexico, we're going to send them back to Mexico. And in Mexico, Their president had the cojones to say, oh, well, no, you're not. Well, you know what? Fuck you, Mexico. Yep. You know what? We still remember the Alamo fuckers. So you want to come over here again and try that fucking invasion shit? Right. we'll just kick your ass right back. And I think Trump even said something about tariffs and everything else. So
because part of this deal, you know, to try to control everybody in the 15th, you know, minute cities, like we were kind of discussing on our last program. Another part of that is they want everybody in electric vehicles. Well, thing is, with electric vehicles, they can control you. You know, they can make it so that you only have 15 minutes of fucking battery charge on your battery. Well, you know, they can also turn you off whenever they want. So if you go beside, you know, go beyond the 15 minute city, they'll turn you off. You won't fucking make it anywhere.
Funny you should say 15 minutes, because that goes into their agenda of creating 15 minute cities, aka smart cities.
Right.
Which is another topic we can probably discuss later on.
Yeah, we can get into that later. But, you know, this is just the thing, you know, China's gearing up. They've actually started building these fucking plants down in Mexico. And they said there's not going to be a single American working in any of those factories.
And you know what?
And Trump
got done saying you're going to have a huge fucking tariff.
We're 100% or better.
And that's that speech, too. Where now the libs are making a big deal saying, oh, he said it's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. And they're making a big deal out of that. Studio 6B last night showed a whole bunch of clips from the past of liberals, leftists, making statements of bloodbath this and bloodbath that. So, you know, oh, but it's okay, too, for them to have their stupid comedian years ago put up a bloody head of Trump and seeing that. Then you got this asshole douchebag Keith Olbermann, this liberal nut job, who more or less insinuated that Trump should be hung. No, Keith, you know who should be hung? Every damn Democrat in DC, including the shit stains that's sitting up there in the White House, because they've committed acts of treason, crimes against humanity. So you know what? Hey, Keith Olbermann, I'll put you in my ring too, motherfucker.
Fuck you. Yep. Yes, sir. So, going into Peter Navarro, what do you think of that situation?
Well, you know, okay, here's the thing. They call him in contempt of Congress because he wouldn't show up to talk about the J6 deal, which is complete utter bullshit anyway. Right. So then they wouldn't let him appeal either. Basically, they said he's got to serve his jail time. But how about Hunter Biden, who didn't show up to his hearing today?
Yep.
How about that?
Let's have go arrest him with a big SWAT team. You know,
put him in fucking jail.
Pick him up by the SWAT team and fucking shackle him and make him do the shuffle. You know, the shackle shuffle.
Because I'm sick of this double standard that we have in this country.
And you know, until the Republicans fight back. With the same fucking
velocity.
Yeah, the velocity. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. With the same velocity as what, you know, the Democrats are doing, you know, we ain't gonna, that's nothing's ever gonna change. You know, we just got a bunch of weak dicks in there and it's just not gonna change.
Yeah, that's why Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, recently said there's no way they're doing this impeachment crap, but there's no way they're actually going to impeach Biden. One, because the Republican Congress is weak, and two, because the Democrats have the Senate majority. So it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So, but his the main statement was the Republican Congress is weak. And I'm glad he said that. I'm glad he said that.
It is. It's just such a shame, you know, that they're just ballless, dickless, fucking feckless, you know, just.
Well, and then you got the Speaker of the House who shouldn't really have the last name Johnson because he really somewhere it fell off a long time ago. So.
Yeah. And here we thought, you know, we were getting a fucking ace in the hole,
we thought we were getting someone with some nuts, man.
Fuck. What a fucking disgrace.
It is what it is. You know, you almost had to know that they'd get to him.
Right.
Sooner or later. Of course, It seems that some of your MAGA candidates are starting to win primaries. And so we have a real good chance in November, if they don't stop the election somehow, of getting freedom, American first senators and congressmen. Last night, that Ohio Senate primary, Bernie Moreno, he beat out the GOP establishment in the primary to represent the Republican candidate for the Ohio Senate race and to represent us in DC. And he's a MAGA guy. He's an American first guy. And so, if he gets in the Senate, that's going to be good, man, because we might see the tide turn in the Senate.
Right.
And speaking of primaries, Trump cleaned house again. I think he won by these states by 70% or more. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. So, and these guys on Real America's Voice News were talking yesterday about this Moreno, and they said, well, he's going to have a hard time. He won the primary, but he's going to have a hard time against that Democrat, because they're outspending him left and right and stuff. But he actually got more votes last night in that primary than the Democrat. And they were trying to sit there and say, oh, it's going to be tough for him to win. You know how he's going to win Ohio? Because, first of all, he is a MAGA candidate, and he's going to ride on Trump's coattails that night of the election, because Trump will win Ohio. He's won it before. He'll win it again. And his candidates are going to ride those coattails because people are pissed. Ohio is like a Midwestern state, and they're fucking fed up. Okay. They're fed up like we all are. Yeah. So I'm not worried about it. The only thing I'm worried about is them coming up with some kind of a chaotic thing, catastrophe, where they're going to sit there and try to say, well, there can't be any elections because we got to put it off because of this or that. And I call bullshit on that too. Yeah. I think people should have an uprising if that happens. Say, no, because you are not going to keep this election from happening, because that's unconstitution and that's voter infringement.
Right. Yeah, I guess the Attorney General of Michigan threatened to disbar anyone stating that there was election fraud. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's bullshit too.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck these fucking commies in fucking Michigan.
Yeah. Such a beautiful state too. It's just such a fucking travesty.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I think Ted Nugent still has hunting grounds up there too, and he goes up there to hunt once in a while, but he just... he can't stand that see you next Tuesday. That's the governor up there, that Whitmer, that commie bitch. She's so funny. I mean, this woman, during COVID, she forbade the selling of seeds, like seeds for planting a garden.
Right.
Like that had anything to do with COVID? Commie bitch.
Right.
They just took a lot of advantage of that COVID, and they just kind of ran with it, and they just kind of really just total tyranny over that. That should be a lesson. People should never forget. People should never forget. So,
other news, that fucking judge, Eileen fucking Cannon, the one who's, trying to prosecute Trump for the classified documents, with the Presidential Records Act. Mm-hmm. She's saying that denying him, that the Presidential Records Act, she's, denying that, so he won't be able to use that. And there's like, there's like 32, willful retention of classified document charges against them, and they're all going to go away if that happens, or
she might be in some trouble with that to rule.
I think so.
Yeah. There's going to be some awful pushback on her on that one. Cause she's out of line. Like most of these liberal judges are unconstitutional, and they're way out of line right now. Right. And, you know, I think there needs to be an uprising in this country to get rid of these liberal judges, to charge them for unconstitutional judgments and acts.
Well, not only that, but they should disbar them. You know, they should take them out of the picture, you know, if they've been, you know, caught, you know, doing this just because of a political position. They should.
You know what Thomas Jefferson said?
What's that?
He said, when the judicial system becomes too powerful, we will lose our republic.
Yeah.
We need to stop them.
How's that cigar, Tig?
Very good. Very good. Like I said, it's one of my go-tos.
I know. I told you this isn't going to be enough, man. It's just, I'm down there already. And it's
Deadwood's outstanding. Deadwood is an outstanding cigar.
I wish it would have been about an inch longer. It would have been perfect.
Well, that's what a lot of ladies say, too.
That's what a lot of ladies say. Right? I told you this isn't going to be long enough. It's like, you know, you can suck it down pretty quick.
Yeah.
So what else you got there, Chief?
Well, I'm going to say Caitlyn for now, but it's actually Bruce Jenner. Bruce, it's always going to be Bruce Jenner.
Absolutely.
You won the Olympics as a man, as a Bruce Jenner. You were born that way. I'm calling you Bruce. But Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn, came out against men competing in women's sports.
Right.
That was good. That was spot on. I'm glad he has common sense, you know?
Yeah. You know, as he should, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, you know, mental illness is, you know, it's just so fucking heavy on that side, man. Fuck.
Oh, God, those trannies. Well, you know, I listed in the news in California, suicides doubled in men transitioning to women. I mean, yeah. Or it was something like that, or vice versa. I don't know. Just to say, tranny, people that have tranny surgeries, they've seen a double in suicides. So
right.
That tells you something right there with their mental stability, you know. So I don't recognize trannies, okay, because to me it is a mental illness. And proof is in the pudding, man. When statistically you got a double in suicides because of, you know, with those trannies. Okay, if they're committing suicide in a large rate, what does that tell you? I mean, it tells you that trannies, or those wanting to be trannies, are mentally ill.
Yeah. Period. Absolutely. No. Hey, remember when I asked you about Kate Middleton? I come across an interesting piece that
a lot of rumors.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors floating around. And first rumor I heard, you know, that she was committed to an insane asylum or a nut house.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Volume 2.
then I hear after that Charles died, which, you know, from a complication of his fucking cancer shit that he's got going on. And then I heard that was debunked. That was put out by the Russian news agency. And then later I heard that Kate Middleton passed away. It's like, what the fuck's going on with all this bullshit?
She hasn't, because she recently produced a picture of
her kids. That can be documented, you know, or, you know, they can come up with that with AI. And
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe they're being secretive. Maybe they're coming out with a lot of bullshit just to confuse people and distract people. And maybe they did do something to her. Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say right now, but
something
funny's going on over there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And they're not being upfront about it.
The royal family, British Parliament, are some of the most sinister, corrupt bunch next to the United States government. They're all corrupt. I mean, they're sinister. They're disgusting, rotten, evil human beings. You know, I don't like to get into the conspiracy of the reptilian nation and stuff, but I do like to call the Queen Elizabeth a reptile, the old reptile. You know, she just strikes me as a reptile. I think
when that got called back.
I think the royal family's involved in human trafficking as well. They're just evil fuckers. lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, the British government's always been pretty evil. I don't know why we ended up being allies with them. I mean, come on. We fought them and we killed them to get our independence. Yeah. Why did we ever have to hook back up with them?
Right.
Why did we let them interfere and aid both sides during our Civil War? It's just nonsense. Yeah, it
doesn't make any sense.
When we beat the Britons to gain our independence, we should have kicked their asses out of the country entirely and said, "We're done with you. Don't ever speak to us. Don't ever deal with us again. Stay on your own side of the pond." We should have. I don't care. I mean, yeah, people might lash back at me for saying, "Oh, they're our allies." Oh, bullshit. The only reason why we saved their ass in World War II is because headquarters in London was falling. London was about ready to fall to Hitler.
Right.
We had to save their nasty asses because the Federal Reserve headquarters is there. And well, at the time we had switched over to the Federal Reserve and rely on them for our money. And if Hitler had taken it over, we would have tanked economically completely. And we were already going through a depression as it was. So yeah, wasn't about saving the Jews by any chance of the matter. And the only reason why we were allies with England, we've always been allies with them. I don't know. It has to do with business, man. That's all. Money, money, money.
Yeah, I'm just scanning through some.
I don't have anything against the English people, per se. I just say your government fucking sucks. Our government sucks, too. So,
yeah, it's equally bad.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not being prejudiced one way or the other because, you know what, I hate everybody.
Yeah, I'm just scanning through some more trending news here.
Do you want to talk about Joey Shitstain's new shoes?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah, well, as we all know by now. Yeah,
you got some new stilts.
Joey shit stains. Biden's got some new freaking shoes, extra wide soles so that he can walk and not stumble around and do his face plants like he tends to do. Like he's got a corn cob shoved up his asshole. So I guess the company's called Hoka.
Yeah, they're a good shoe company.
They're called Anchor Sneakers. So, yeah, and he doesn't have to tie his shoes either. Not that he actually gets himself dressed at all or can even tie shoes. But, yeah, they have a thing on him where he just slips them on and goes around walking. And I guess it's got a wider base to keep him more balanced. But they compared last night Rick Delgado on live from Studio 6B, America's Voice News. They were comparing him the way he walks to looking like one of those robots, one of those high tech robots they have that walks around now they've shown. You see them all over the internet. You know, they're showing these robots that are looking like humans. Now they can train them to fight and shoot and do all kinds of things. Now, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but what if? Because it seems to me it's really weird because you get all these different types of Joe Bidens out there. One minute you get the screaming, yelling, rambling, bambling guy who can barely put two sentences together. And the next you get the high one that's on meth during the State of Union address. And you don't really see him. Okay. And there's times where he does not answer reporters. He'll just walk away from them. Completely won't say nothing, just completely walk away. Or they'll show him walking on the lawn by himself. And he walks just like a fucking robot. Now, what if, because it's the United States government and the president of the United States, they have, it's an open book. I mean, they can get him anything they want to get him to make him look good or whatever. Just what if they bought the state-of-the-art robot, dressed it up like Biden, put a Biden fucking mask on him or whatever, did some great Hollywood makeup. And what if they've got half the time when they want to show Joe Biden out and about walking around when there's no press around or when the press is being told that they can't go near him or ask questions? What if it's a fucking robot? Because he does walk like one of those robots, even with those new shoes. So what if? What if there's like multiple Joe Biden lookalikes running around there? What if they have basically, maybe they got an actor out there that sometimes does the speaking for him, wearing a state-of-the-art Hollywood mask that looks just like him, right, with touch-up makeup and everything? Or maybe they got, when they want to show him walking around, walking more stable, even though he's still walking like he's got something shoved up his ass. Maybe that's a robot. Who knows? But I'll tell you one thing. This Manchurian candidate's got to go, man, because we don't have a president. We have somebody that's behind the scenes just pulling the strings. One's Obama, Barry Sotoros, and I'm sure that there's quite a few, council of fucking rejects there behind the scenes too.
Yeah.
Getting back to the topic of the
right.
show.
What about that Tony Bobulinski deal? Didn't he take the stand just recently?
Yeah, he called out Hunter and he called out Joe Biden today. Basically said they were corrupt. They were both corrupt. I wonder how long he has to live now.
Right. Well, Dan Goldman jumped down his throat and told him to shut up. He told him, you better shut up.
But he told the truth. And Jim Jordan asked him, well, who do they call the big guy? And he said, Joe Biden. And he was very decisive in his answers, too.
Yeah.
There was he was not hesitant. He straight up, he said that they were both corrupt. They were both in on. He mentioned Jim Biden's name, too.
Yep.
He called out names. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take before Clinton calls up their buddies and their black ops and stuff and
smokes.
This guy has an accident or something, or he becomes suicidal suddenly after his hearing. But it's out there now. It's all over now. I mean, they've got it, video footage. He said what he said and he called them out for being corrupt, and you know, finally they're gonna have to.
Yeah,
it's on record, and so that's gonna really screw up Biden. If his campaign wasn't shot by now, they're probably gonna have to replace him. I mean,
it's gonna happen. Yeah, you know, come in there, so
yeah.
And he's even bad. He's worse than fucking Joe Newsom.
They can't put Michael in there because everybody will call him Michael.
Well, that'll come out. So that's
it's
big
already out.
I know, but not everybody believes it or
knows.
No.
But that's just the naysayers on the other side. They're still the ones that still think it was an insurrection, for Christ's sakes. They're idiots. They're just bumbling, stumbling idiots. Yeah. They're still the ones you see out there once in a while wearing masks over their face because God forbid the virus is going to kill them, you know?
Yeah, I saw something pretty interesting today. One of my friends on Facebook, one of my liberal friends.
You still have liberal friends?
Some.
You do? I don't have one. I don't have one liberal friend.
Posted a letter. I guess it was from the CDC. It was saying that the COVID vaccine was effective. why do you post effective this fucking shit?
Effective only in killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Where were those numbers? They weren't in there.
Yeah, that's just bogus. All right. I mean, they already came out a long time ago saying that the flu shot was no good. And this COVID vaccine is so much worse than the flu shot. And there's been a lot of reported vaccine injuries and a few deaths due to the flu vaccine. There's many, many more due to the COVID vaccine. And look at all the young athletes that dropped like flies over the last couple of years. That has never happened with young athletes. And, we're not going to report how they died. Of course you aren't, because you know how they died, because it causes damage to the heart and it causes blood clots. It is an mRNA. It's not even a vaccine. It's kill shot. It's an mRNA and it's poison, people. Yep. Absolute poison. That's the one thing I love about RFK Jr. is he's always been an advocate for let's call it medical tyranny. He has been an advocate for people against medical tyranny. And this was medical tyranny trying to force people to take a shot that is bad, poison. And I mean, it goes way back, even before the COVID shot, that RFK Jr. has always been an advocate for people that are, you know, that want medical freedom. And right. he's been an advocate against harmful vaccinations, you know. And you know, these people that say, oh, well, you were in the military. You were in the military twice. You got your vaccinations. Yeah, well, I got vaccinations that have been around for a long freaking time, too. Yeah. And nobody was dying from those vaccinations, okay? They line up. Vaccines. They line up. I don't know what the count is, but thousands and thousands of years going through basic training, boot camp, and all that have always gotten the same shots, and nobody's really dropped over dead, especially after getting those shots and then going through the strain of the physical strain of like boot camp and basic training. And so the military's always had these shots that they've used for a long time. They've been proven not to kill you. Okay. But the recent up-to-date shots that they give kids, the mRNA shots and the recent COVID shot, they've been proven to be bad, you know, poisonous, bad for your health shots. And these aren't the shots that we got in the military. And, you know, they kicked a lot of people out, for military personnel out, for refusing to get this new shot. They never refused shots before that. They just right. refused the COVID shot because they knew better. Okay. So that's the difference right there. And when I was a PRT coordinator for the Navy Seabees, the year that everybody got the flu shot, 75% ended up with the flu, and they ended up with the flu or even getting it worse than they even would have got it if they had not got that shot. Right. So flu shot's been debunked a long time ago as being a fucking shitty fucking vaccination as well.
Yeah.
You know, immune system, natural immune system, build it up, take your supplements, get plenty of water, get plenty of zinc, vitamin A, B, C, D. That's how you fight a thing like that, you know.
Yeah, you know, when I went into boot camp, I'll tell you a little story here. When I was in boot camp, there's these two Samoan brothers. They're pretty cool. They were some big dudes, you know. They had some big hearts and shit, and you know, they're funny as fuck though. You know, they were just totally funny, man. Always smiling too. They're always walking around with them.
I think it's in their DNA to be big. They're always big. I don't think I've ever seen a small Samoan.
No, I know. But anyways, you remember when you got the polio vaccination?
Oh, it leaves a scar.
Yeah. Well, they said don't fucking touch it. Well, what does this dumb fucker do? He starts itching it. He got fucking polio. I know it's not funny to laugh at this shit, but you know, how dumb.
I think.
They took all of his bedding, they fucking burned it, they incinerated it, and they took all of his clothes, incinerated it. They put him in a white fucking, like, you know, like a hazard, you know, hazmat suit and shit, and they paraded his ass out. They didn't want him.
Quarantine.
Yep. Him and his brother both. So they had to start over on their fucking training.
Recycle.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's funny that I don't know if the folks know that we crossed each other's paths in Fort Benning down there in 1987.
Yep.
I was going through basics and you were going through your AIT, your advanced infantry training. We bumped into each other like at the PX.
Yep.
That was
pretty cool. Yeah.
Like, I think my first phrase was small world, man.
Exactly. It was pretty cool running into you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah. Who would have known, you know? And it's so many fucking people too, you know? I mean, there's thousands of people and, you know, what's the chances?
During when I went through AIT, I bumped into a guy from Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And, you know, at the time, and, you know, I'm growing up. I grew up in Dubuque, Iowa. And I was like, shit, man, you're only like 80 miles away from me.
Right.
Holy shit, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, that was something else back then, too, to run into somebody during AIT that was from the same state also. But you were from the same city, which was really, really fucking remarkable at that time. But,
yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, it was really cool, though.
Yeah, Those were the days, man. There were better times, too. Better times. All right.
Well, do you got any more? Or you want to have the last word here?
I don't know. I part of me wants to call Joey Shitstains Bozo the Clown now with those big wide shoes that he's wearing. You know, all those liberal whack jobs out there made shit out of the Trump gold high tops.
Yeah, now out of his dumbass shoes.
They wouldn't shut up about them. And let me tell you something. Those were like souvenir shoes. Okay, Trump souvenir shoes. They have American flag on them too, or something. And you know, you're making shit out of that. Well, you know what? Trump doesn't wear them, and he didn't need to wear some ridiculous looking shoe to help him walk. Like your stumbling, bumbling, dementia Joe who shits his fucking pants, okay? Who should be in a nursing home. Shouldn't be the laughing stock of the country like he is. So for you guys, for you liberals that made shit out of the gold high-top shoes that were Trump shoes that were for sale, you know what? You see, the thing is the people that bought those high tops, they wanted Trump souvenir shoes like that. They bought them. You see, they were able to afford them because they actually work. They actually have jobs. Unlike the Democrats that even if they wanted them, half of you don't have jobs or you're living
off the government. They're always looking for the free fucking shit, you know?
And you know, your guy, your little hero, you know, all we need to do with his extra wide shoes is, you know, like, paint him red and he'd be Bozo the fucking Clown. Yeah. Put a red nose on that fucker. All right.
They actually do have that wide front on them. It kind of looks like a Bozo shoe.
So it's like, or we should call him Pennywise from It because he's response. He's got blood on his hands. So, you know, he's a fucking clown. Let's call him Pennywise with his new fucking shoes that are extra wide. All right, walking like he's got a corn cob shoved up his ass or walking like a fucking robot, should we say. So, yeah, I just, you know, I want to go off on Joe a little bit. He deserves it because, look, it's the 47, 48 years in politics that he's been involved in. He's never been, I don't care if he's an old man now and, you know, we shouldn't pick on the old man. Yeah, we should, because he was an asshole from day one. He was a sellout piece of shit from day one. He's always been an evil man. Right. He's always been a pedophile. He's a sick son of a bitch. He's an evil piece of shit. All right. So, you know, I don't feel a bit bad about criticizing and making shit out of the shit bag, because that's what he is. He's a horrible human being, a horrible president. He was a horrible senator. He was a horrible vice president. He illegally had files that they're trying to convict Trump of when he was a vice president. And as a vice president, he had no authorization to have those files in his home. He had
them as a senator, and you know.
Yeah, he's guilty of money laundering. He's guilty of dirty business with Ukraine, and that's why he keeps pushing to spend more money to help them out. All right, and that's one day going to come out. Yeah, you know. So So what? I don't see, you know, any problem with picking on the old man, because you know, I would have picked on him as a young man too. I mean, just like, you know, I pick on Eric Swalwell. I don't care if Eric Swalwell lives to be 70 some years old. I'll pick on him too as an old man.
Fight his ass.
Yeah, I'll still want to fight the fucker. I think I'm older than him though.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I'm a senior. Age up. Yeah, that goofy bastard. He can't be much past 40, I don't think. I'd still kick his ass. And then I'd heckle him for getting beat up by an old man. An old man past his fighting prime. All right. But you know what? Speaking of which, past his fighting prime, Mike Tyson's looking pretty goddamn good right now for a guy that's actually older than I am. You know, I mean, I'm in my 50s, but he's a couple years older than me.
Eric Swalwell is 43.
43, yeah, and I'm 54.
Yeah,
going on so 55.
Almost got 10 on him, and
I'd still kick his ass like Mike Tyson's gonna kick ass.
Mike Tyson. He's a fucking. Jake Paul's a douche.
Yeah,
he's a douche.
He's a douche.
Several different TikToks with that douchebag, and he just looks so stupid.
He's got a big mouth, yeah. And he.
You know, the fucked up part is he's gonna wear headgear, and then he's gonna be able to tag team with his brother to fight Mike Tyson. It's like, why?
He's just taking his payday. That's all he's taking.
Fuck that. I want to see him get his ass.
I hope. Well, the way Tyson talks, Tyson's in it for seriousness. Tyson says this isn't gonna be an exhibition.
Beat both of them up, you know.
Yeah.
Pound the fuck out of both of them, and you know. I don't think
fucking
play patty cake, you know. I want to see this fucking go around, you know.
And I don't think if Tyson throws his hardest punch, I don't think Jake Paul can take his punches, his hardest punches.
Yeah, headgear or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can bypass a headgear. Just punch him in the fucking nose. Punch right on the bridge of the nose, man.
He's done.
Bust his fucking nose.
Yeah.
No, or throw an uppercut underneath the chin because headgear is not going to protect that.
Right, right. Well, he'll get disqualified on that then.
Tyson throws a hell of an uppercut.
I know, but they said no uppercuts either. So
did they? Is that the rules?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bullshit. Why are they pampering this little pussy?
No, they shouldn't. That's what I was saying. You know, this is just gonna be a patty cake, you know, with this fucking douchebag.
Well, punch him on the bridge of the nose, man.
Yeah, I hope he destroys him and his brother both.
Punch him on the bridge of the nose. Punch him right in the bridge of the nose, man. Bust his nose. That makes your vision go. Makes your eyes water and your vision gets bad when you get a broken nose like that in the bridge of the nose.
Right.
Just pop him there, blur his vision, just kick the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Just pepper his face up. You know, that's the thing though with the headgear and if you can't throw certain punches like an uppercut and stuff, well, that about limits it to just, you know, basically hitting the same target over and over and over again. That's not good. I don't, you know, that's like, okay, well, I guess Paul, you might have to have reconstructive nose surgery when it's all over with. And
the pussy will tag out and his brother will come in and then he needs to finish his ass off. You know,
what a joke. It's a joke.
All right. Jeez. Well,
I hope Tyson annihilates them.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that an old man past his prime that's even older than me is in such tremendous shape. I like it. I think he
looks like fire when he's doing his training.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah. I enjoy that, you know.
Yep.
I always defend the old man. I like it when I see guys even in the MMA past their prime, like they're in their 40s and they're still fighting MMA. I'm like, man, I hope they win. I mean, this is great.
Right.
Guys that are old like that training, that's just
right.
It's good if you can. I mean, I was training Brazilian jiu-jitsu when I was pushing 50 and I got out of it because I tore my MCL and I just couldn't get it back to par again. I kept tweaking it. I'm like, I'm never gonna get this thing healed. I couldn't get back into the training. Well, then I lost my babysitter more or less. So I couldn't go back anyway in the evening to train, but I'm digressing there, but it was great. It was a great feeling to be someone who's past your prime and you're on the mats with these guys in their 20s that are in phenomenal shape and you're still holding your own against them, you know? Right. So it's great when I see these older guys in a combat sport like that, just holding their own, doing well and just in great shape, right. You know, old man strength, man, old man strength.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll wrap up tonight's show. Follow us on Rumble where you can see our lovely faces or jump on Spotify, Podbean or iHeart or any of the other streaming services. Give us a listen to Stars, Bars, and Cigars on Facebook.
If you want to see our pretty faces, keep watching us on Rumble because that's where you get to see the video.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good night. We'll see you. We're out of here.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide to fork out the dog. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like,
rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.